one of the questions that came in is, how in the world does a person part-time get up to what I'm calling high activity or, you know, steady growth? Now, if you've got Pocket Tracker in front of you, I want you to go all the way to the very back page, okay? And so you want to lift it up and go to those gray pages so that the very backboard of the Pocket Tracker is separated from the back page, okay? So that page is going to look a lot different than the rest of the pages. And it basically is a way for you to graph, meaning create a picture of, what your numbers are. So if I score 40 points in a day, then I'm going to put a little dot right at the 40 for that day. And then I look over to the right, and it says that that's healthy growth. Okay, so I broke these things down into, like, you know, 10-point differences. So if a person is scoring less than 10 points, what do you do? If a person's scoring 20 points, what do you do? And this question came in and said, a part-time person can't possibly be in healthy growth. Tim, do you have anything else? Do you have some other kind of pocket tracker or something like that? Or, you know, some way that a person doesn't feel as though that they're not doing well if they're doing below 40? And my answer to that is emphatically no. Because if there's anything that I like to represent is what it really does take to succeed in the business. And you don't have to follow along with this, all right? So don't try to, like, you know, calculate all these things in your head as I'm talking. But I'm just going to walk you through what my typical day was like when I was doing the business part-time. So it basically came out to be something like, you know, I read my goals in the morning, there's a point. I listen to a CD on my way to and from work, there was another point. I dial the phone 20 times, and maybe I connect with 10 people out of those 20. And let's say that I set 5 appointments. That's 42 points. Okay, now how long would that have taken me to do? Maybe 2 to 3 hours? If a person cannot reach 40 points, then the person isn't doing the business part-time. All right? And so if there's any, like, realization that should happen in your, you know, for you, is that if you can't get the numbers up to 40, then you need to change what you're doing. You need to allot more time, or you know, be more productive in that 2 hours or 3 hours that you have to work the business, because you really need to crank that up into that level of activity. Because I don't think that I would have had the success that I had I not had so much activity that was going on. And so that's what I would recommend. And then, you know, once you have those 3 or 4 people to work with, then a lot, most of your points are going to be coming out of training your people. All right, so that's the way this thing is laid out, is so that in the very beginning, all the focus is on outbound promotions, right? Dials, running advertisements, leads, all of that. So all the activities in the very beginning stages, they're all about you. And then from there, then you're doing a lot of follow-up calls. And so most of the time, you know, you're going to have, you know, a product sale coming through here and there. You're going to be sponsoring people. You're going to be getting back on the phone people, you know, training them. And that's where your numbers get higher, right? So that's the sequence that you go about it.